From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Democrats and Republicans are battling over a handful of contests that could very well determine which party controls the next Senate. As NPR's Ken Rudin reports, 37 contests are at stake, and some remain airtight this election day.
Democrats Patty Murray of Washington and Russ Feingold of Wisconsin are in the fight of their lives in their bids for a fourth term. In Alaska, it's a three-way race among Republican Joe Miller, Democrat Scott McAdams, and Senator Lisa Murkowski, who lost the GOP primary to Miller back in August and who was running as a write-in candidate. That path has been successful only once in history, with South Carolina's Strom Thurmond in 1954. And in Nevada, four-term Democrat Harry Reid is struggling against a Tea Party challenger, Republican Sharron Angle. And the last time a Senate majority leader was defeated for re-election, 58 years ago. Ken Rudin, NPR News, Washington.
Yemen is publicly cracking down on terror suspects under international pressure to find those responsible for a foil bomb plot involving U.S.-bound parcels last week. Yemeni forces have launched a military operation to capture a suspected bomb maker and a U.S.-born cleric wanted by Washington. The cleric, Anwar al-Awlaki, is also being tried in absentia by Yemen for plotting to kill foreigners. He's been linked to the foil Christmas Day airline bomb plot and to an army psychiatrist on trial for last year's Fort Hood shootings in Texas. Greece is also investigating a new wave of mail bomb attacks that are blamed on local rebel groups. Today, booby-trap parcels were sent to five European and Latin American embassies. At least two of them exploded, but authorities say the blasts were small. No one was hurt. Yesterday, two Greek suspects were arrested in Athens on suspicion of trying to send several explosive parcels to French President Nicolas Sarkozy and three embassies. In the U.S., the Federal Reserve appears ready to launch a new round of bond purchases aimed at spurring economic growth. NPR's Tamara Keith reports action will come at the Fed's Open Market Committee meeting this week.
In normal times, if the Fed needs to stimulate the economy, it can lower the target for the Fed funds rate. But that's been at or near zero for a very long time, and the economy is still struggling. Ken Kuttner, a former Fed economist and a professor at Williams College, says the Fed is likely to try something known as quantitative easing, essentially printing money to buy hundreds of billions of dollars worth of bonds, which should push down long-term interest rates.
I don't think anybody within the Fed is sure that this is going to work, but there's a feeling that they have a duty to really try whatever means they have at their disposal to help the economy out.
When the Fed announces the results of its meetings Wednesday afternoon, investors will be watching closely. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, Dow's up 63 at 11,188. This is NPR. A U.S. Navy vessel is joining the disaster relief effort in Haiti, where more than a million displaced earthquake survivors are getting ready for a hurricane this week. Authorities say Tropical Storm Tomas may strengthen and hit Haiti, an impoverished nation, trying to rebuild from January's quake and stem the spread of a cholera epidemic. A massive general strike has been averted in Israel. We have more on this from NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro.
The strike would have shut down the seaports, the airports, and most other public services here, including domestic transport and government offices. But a deal cut with the finance ministry at the 11th hour will see public sector workers get a 6.25% raise over 3.5 years. The powerful union wanted just over a 10% hike in pay, but said they were happy with the compromise. The finance ministry here says that Israel can afford the deal it cut and added the compromise will provide fair compensation to workers whose salaries have suffered due to inflation. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Britain and France are pooling their defenses in a bid to cut costs while still maintaining a military edge in Europe. They're establishing a joint brigade-size army contingent with air and sea support. It can take part in NATO, European Union, and UN operations. The unprecedented partnership comes at a time when countries are looking to tighten their budgets during a slow global recovery. Here's the latest from Wall Street. We're seeing gains. Dow's up 68 at 11,192. NASDAQ up 20 points at last check at 25.25. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.